and their lawyers are dependents of mine now. I took my saddle. And the second skin eyed, you bad luck. But I think it's gonna.
I like to have my brother now do one of his, do a song about a very, very colorful character in a frontier life. Very exciting man. His name was Daniel Boone. Daniel Boone lived in a very romantic era, I think.
Yes. He ordered us a catalog that's just stuff for our dogs. 42 pages.
But he got down.
East and West, Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95.
It's an exciting time to be Latino.
McDonald's left over. We can go all across the country and stop in ice cream trucks. Buy six nuggets, don't eat six, eat three. Throw the other three out the window because we don't give a fuck because we got money like that. And that nigga said right there, make a pimp decision. He just... You say 20 games? But we just gonna get to this shit on him, daddy. That's my motherfucking nigga. Make a pimp decision. When the new Jordans come out, I take that nigga to Foot Locker with the rest of the cheering and let him try them on. No, they tight. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to run down this aisle real quick. I'm on time here. On your mark, get set, go! 5 seconds. That was good. Take them off. Come with daddy to Payless. I want to show you something. Now put the Batman's on. Make sure the Velcro is tight. On your march, get set, go! 3 seconds. All I'm saying is you're faster with the Batman's. Now come here. Sit right here, pimp, and let daddy holler at you. Now, if you want the Jordans, daddy can get you the Jordans all day, every day. No problem. But for the same price as the Jordans, you can get the Batmans, the Robins, the Pokemons, the Digimons. You can get these, don't have no name, but they light up every time you walk, just every step you take. That nigga bling bling out the store. He's a... Y'all been all that. I'm Cat. Thanks for the time.
Sirius XM. Comedy Greats.
And when I turned on the radio, I realized just...
Wait, that's
Sean Kegney. Remember him.
They say that there's a station called Country Christmas. Sing that shit, Kenny.
Yeah, yeah.
The sweetest day on earth.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, America.
Fucking pie? What?
You will get a little feeling.
It's a little racy for a country Christmas song.
Thank you.
ain't bad. You can listen to this. You know. You could find a dead body to this. This is, you know, this is like some happy song that you uncover a mystery to type music.
Brenda Lee was rocking around the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame here in Nashville is doing a series of Christmas shows that they call Deck the Hall. Last night, Brenda Lee was rocking the building. This morning, she's on a country Christmas from SiriusXM. I'm Mike from Nashville, here in the heart of downtown Nashville.
You don't need to know Mike's last name. Mike's got it's warrants. Christmas. Mike isn't going to talk to you about it's Mike. Millsap on Mike is going to talk to you about Ronnie Millsap's Christmas song.
It's Christmas, the children want to know why we hung the mistletoe. It's Christmas, and silently the night turns on a magic light, and it's Christmas all over. Santa Claus remembers every child because it's Christmas.
What?
Lights upon the tree twinkle like a melody. It's Christmas. There's a choir out in the night singing songs.
I can't. I hit my limit. Nope.
In Alabama, what up, man?
J-O, what's poppin'?
Jake to the eye.
Say hello to...
Touch letters, stack cheddars forever. Live treacherous, all these zetterers. To the death of us, me.
Perfect for a white Christmas.
James Bond movies to watch. They're not available on Netflix. They're available on Amazon Prime, but you have to like pay for them. And it's not Amazon Prime. It's not. It's like Amazon Video. And I had to pay like $2.99 to watch the first one, which was Dr. No. And it was totally weird, but I'm going to watch them all in order, I swear. And I know people love A View to a Kill. And that Duran Duran song is regarded as one of the better James Bond songs. So there. Goldfinger! Okay, I'm Madison. It's First Wave, Sirius XM, Sparks, and Jane Weakland.
Oh. You can sample this and rap over it. You can sample that and rap over it. You can throw some drums on that. A little Alanis Morissette.
Matt Pinfield.
Now, the first single from Blood Sugar Sex Magik was Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It came out back in 1991. The music came from a jam that Flea and John Frusciante were having. And when it comes to the lyrics that Anthony Kiedis came up with, it was inspired by a German new wave artist named Nina Hagen. Anthony discovered he liked the jacket that she had. And when he told her, she insisted on giving it to him. And he said, no, I can't take that from you. She said, no, I want to give you this jacket because it creates an incredible positive energy. So he went back and wrote the lyrics to Give It Away.
To walk to a wrestling ring, too.
Thank you.
today is one of those days where I hope that the traffic computer is wrong. But I know it's never wrong. Not in the way I want it to be wrong. It says it's going to take me an hour to get where I'm going. And yes, here, okay, yep. And here is all the traffic. All of it. All of it. ZZ Top is filthy. They're the Two Live Crew of their era.
Welcome back to the Mark and Dave Report. I am Marlon Bowling with you.
Marlon Bowling is the Two Live Crew of his era.
There's a lot going on a Thursday because we always get our export sales numbers out from USDA, and we have the latest right here. We'll review what they had this morning. Are they good or bad? We'll take a look at the big board here and see what they revealed this morning. Well, we'll look at, first of all, at the corn market, where we had the corn export sales last week at 1.1 million tons. Now, that compares to the trade estimates where they were looking for 450,000 to as much as 700,000. So I'm not a little surprised there, according to what the trade had been anticipating. The soybean number, very good once again, 1.45 million metric tons. The trade was looking for a top of maybe 1.2. So that was a pleasant surprise as well. Even soy meal exports last week were very good. We had them coming in at 231,000 tons. Trade was looking for something between 100 and maybe 200,000, so that was a good number there. Soy oil was in the range of estimates, but it wasn't anything spectacular, 13,800 metric tons. And the wheat, 225,100, would be below the range of estimates. Now, in the corn, it was up a little bit from a week ago. It was up about 11% if you compare it to the four-week average, at least for the current marketing year.
Okay.
Soybeans, the current marketing year, was up 66% from last week and up 13% from the four-year average. Now, here's a look at some of the numbers that we had yesterday in the supply and demand report that came out from USDA. As you recall, we had the corn number coming out at 1.78, we'll call it 1.79 billion bushels for ending stocks. The soybeans were 465 million, the wheat 911 million. Then we had the world ending stocks as well that had come out yesterday. Here's a look at the 2015 and 2016 marketing year, and we came out with a total from USDA on corn of 211.9 million metric tons. That was just very close to the trade average guess. Soybeans, 82.6, was maybe just a touch light. And the wheat, 229.9 million metric tons. If there was a surprise yesterday, it seemed to be in that number, where it was a little higher than what the trade had been looking for, about 3 million tons higher, in fact. Now, that would be for the carryout globally for the current marketing year. Now, let's take a look at how our futures trade is shaping up here right now. On the trade, we have corn showing a last trade on March now, 378 and a quarter. Well, it's rebounding nicely here this morning. We're up 4.5 cents, and we're only one tick off of our high of the day. We've come off of our low by a full 6 cents now.
Hell yeah!
Corn is now 4.25 higher, and it's at three.
Terrible, I almost peed myself.
Live, who are you?
traffic.
Call me what you want, wanna hate, have a nice time. While I get stupid paper, hey, my dough ain't in this right mind. Mine, mine.
I don't really care what you call me, just as long as you don't call me bro. I bet they knew as soon as they saw me. Good at it, so go with this RG, bro. Streets like cold Chicago, ain't nothing new, I seen it all before. But still I fall like gold tomorrow. Good at it, so go with this RG, bro.
Miss Tim told me on this whole tip, that's if I could give you the hippie, was never to let these streets trick you. Mighty ambiguous of you to think I love this much, shit, dig you. I'll take the shovel and dig you some dignity, bitch. Shit, you talk about some advice that sticks with you. If I should listen to anyone tell me to stick to my guns, like double stick, it's you, a fucking tip, it's cool. Chilling like a villain, like the penguin in this fucking igloo, eating barred sickles. I'd rather slip and fall and shit than fall in love with you. For a time, fucking now, I'll tie you with one. Bitch, you think this is some Nintendo game? I'm fucking gone. Issue is upon the shelf. So I miss him like I just cussed you. The fucking cussed you right before I rap.
And that's all because of what was posted on Nicki's Instagram last night. And it's a photo of this big-time, humongous diamond ring. Her caption was, "Now this is what I'm talking about, baby. LOL, love you." And a slew of freaking hearts and kissy faces. However, we know that Nicki and Meek, they like to troll. Some months ago, a lot of folks thought that they were engaged because of this big-ass yellow diamond ring that Meek got Nicki. And then it also might be important to note that Nicki turned 33 on Tuesday, so this could also be a very fancy-ass birthday gift.
The ring?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess time will tell.
Giving a ring for a 33rd birthday, that sounds like a commitment to me.
Right. Well, that's a very happy birthday. However, yeah. Nicki also had a headache for her birthday because we heard about her brother who has been charged with felony rape of a minor. 12-year-old victim. Nicki was able to bail him out. However, it's now being reported that he raped his victim the day before he was actually arrested, and only a few months, like 3 months since he had gotten married.
Allegedly.
Beyond that,
you know, he's innocent until proven guilty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is all reportedly, this is all allegedly, and beyond that, when it comes to her actual man, Meek Mill, today, actually, he's going to be entering a courtroom out in Philadelphia, and it's looking like he might be facing some more time in jail. This hearing is over whether he violated probation rules because of his work travel. I just looked at his Instagram, and his latest post was asking folks to pray for him.
All of it is just very confusing to me, and maybe I'm not getting all the facts, but if based on what Tracy just said,
right.
Your brother is has been accused of rape with a 12-year-old child.
A minor.
Pictures went up on Instagram about a ring.
Yeah.
And then your boyfriend is dealing with court charges about it just doesn't. Where does a ring have time to post in Instagram?
You're talking about in the middle of the quagmire.
It sounds crazy. I don't know what's going on, really. So I'm like, did I miss something? Is something not what we think it is?
Well, you know, she has to shape her perception. And we're always talking about people bringing up, you know, a lot of their demons, a lot of their private issues in the forefront. So I kind of have to respect her wanting to just showcase the brighter side of things, and she's probably dealing with all this shit behind the scenes. She has to.
Yeah, like after even remember however long ago we talked about what happened in the elevator with Solange and Jay-Z, then days later you saw family pictures out there, you know, just kind of
cleaning it up,
changing the narrative.
Fight in the elevator is not the same as your brother being accused of.
What would you like to see her see? How would you like to see her address it?
I'm cool with nothing, but okay. I guess prior to all of this happening, whatever her last post was would have probably been my last post.
Okay.
Especially
I see what you mean.
I'm just real big on family stuff, but yeah. Maybe she didn't do this. Maybe I don't. Like I said, to me, with all of this coming at me, what Tracy said, I'm just confused as hell as to what's really going on.
How would you find a mental space to post the ring when all of these things?
Yes, because she appears really, really happy.
And to me, the brother part of it would just be like, not to say that life doesn't go on, but the last thing that I would probably be thinking about is jewelry.
And your boyfriend.
Yeah. But
brother would be at the top of the
brother
list.
Brother would be far at the top of the list.
But you know, that's...
We're in a different world. This is true, what Tracy is saying. We're just in a different world.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to understand. It probably would have been my last post from a week ago.
Well, let's talk about someone else's Instagram. Khloe Kardashian, because a couple weeks ago when it was Thanksgiving, she was on social media. She was proudly boasting about this full dessert arrangement that it appears she made from scratch. She had three pies, pumpkin, cherry, pecan. She also had... something called monkey bread.
Don't say monkey bread. You, but somebody from the South got to make that.
Yeah, look, black people don't even mind when you call it monkey bread. They're chomping it. Nobody's tripping on that.
Well, I never tasted it, so I'm still side-eyeing that. But anyway, she had her caption saying she was so proud. You know, she has this home-cooked meal. She feels like it's going to be a success. But then someone named Jane Lockhart came out and spoke to the Daily News. Jane is the owner of this shop called Sweet Lady Jane Bakery. And this isn't just any random bakery. Her bakery was listed under Oprah's Favorite Things Holiday Gift List. And she came out and said, the nerve. When I saw the pies on Khloe's table, I thought, she has to be kidding me. I want to say, good job. You want a job here? And she's basically saying how Khloe came into her shop and bought these pies and is fooling us into thinking that she's a Betty Crockett. And she also
gives
said,
a fuck? What the fuck?
Boom, 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 busty. Send it fantastic. white drive. The lady hand me the keys, and I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you think my foot by some baby, please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a huge sneeze. Well, you are the bun, and me are the cheese. And if I'm me of the rice, the baby love you to be. I'm bombastic, and the fantastic. Puffling on the boxes is a place to roll.
Holiday twang all over North America.
Country Christmas!
On Sirius XM.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you.
Nothing about this reads as country to me, you know? Like, let's think about modern country. A lot of it is just weak. It's just this fucking limp-ass fucking music. Not ass, I mean, it's not ass fucking music. It's not, it's just limp fucking music. It's not, it is limp music. Stay with me. Has no point. There's no edge to it. There's nothing. I don't know. It's think about older country. Like, it's a little rugged. It's rugged. Oh, great. This is like a Christmas song, so whatever. But fuck, man. Listen to this shit. That fucking Carrie Underwood song before, like, fucking fuck off. Fuck out of here with that shit. Here you go, this is Christmas music. Like, this loosely reads as country, because, you know, listen to his fucking voice.
No, no, really.
But it's just like, I don't know, man, I just got a little fucking piano, just fucking soft. Some soft music by the fireplace. Just get some coffee, pull up a blanket, and fucking fuck you. Fuck this. Yay! Fuck you. There you go. That's some country music. With this song, but for a station that's supposed to be like 90s and 2000s dance music, just like standard pop song from Justin Timberlake, doesn't read, that doesn't fit. That's not, just doesn't seem like why this station is here. I like this song just fine, but come on. This, but it's country music. You can hear it and go, yeah, okay, yeah. Like, there's a truth to this. That, like, some of this other fucking smoothed out shit just loses all aspects of country and just becomes, like, weak. This is fucking watered down. Country music needs to keep it real, is what I'm fucking saying.
Here it's Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. That's it. I love country.
I hear people talking bad about
Merle Haggard ain't fucking around. Merle Haggard keeps it hood.
On the war, fight, driving about the way things ought to be. I don't mind.
Modern country sounds like country music for people who were afraid to be thought of as country music.
When they're running,
it sounds like they're trying to trick people. Like, hey, no, it's just like, I don't know, it's just music. I don't know, hey, what's up? I'm just making music. What's up? Come on, check it out. And then you fucking get in there and the fucking door closes behind you and you look around and everyone has huge belt buckles on. You're like, oh, fuck!
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down a country horse, you're walking on the back side of me.
I guess what I'm saying is I like outlaw country. Yeah, religious intolerance. Fucking A, Merle Haggard. Pick a little key change. Drive it home. Drive home the toughness of your message.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me.
Fucking A, man.
People, I mean, hey, it's high noon on the East Coast. You got your sleeper crackers sack, you got your butter. Take one of those napkins and just spread it open there in your lap. I miss just the plain old fold napkins my mom always kept. I don't think we had paper towels. She had rags in the kitchen, and then we had like little fold disposable paper napkins at the dinner table, I think. That's how that went. Yeah, something like that. Man, I can remember what her meals were. Like, there would be, like, hamburger gravy and rice with green beans.
Ross.
And maybe, like, some skillet corn.
I'm into
and
Ross.
And then there would be, like...
I got it at Ross.
Let's see. Fried pork chops and stewed cabbage and white rice and maybe some gravy. And then there'd be fried fish, grits, coleslaw, hush puppies, baked beans. Friday night steak or hamburgers usually. Saturday was a fish fry a lot, Saturday or Sunday. Sometimes we have corn to shoot and make us sloppy joes or corn dogs. The homemade she made them corn dogs must have been fried. I don't know. Did she make homemade corn dogs? She might have. I don't know. She's from West Virginia. They had to do all that shit themselves. Wasn't nothing convenient. The only thing convenient right now is good, beautiful outlaw music on your Sirius XM satellite radio because you're listening to Elizabeth Cook Apron Strings. Here's a brand new bottle rocket.
White rice.
Safe and sound, and I handled every curve. Day to day, I find a way to give a new angle to spin. I roll with the punches, I roll with the wind, I wheel no matter what shape I'm in. I've been a star and I've been a square.
It's like it's twangy, you know, like it's got that kind of twang to it, and I think that helps set it apart or whatever, but like, you know, this wouldn't be out of place next to like fucking Nickelback or something like that. Like, it's just, you know, so like, I don't know, it's just kind of like, I don't know, it's a guitar song. It's kind of just a rock. It's kind of this like limp rock thing. I mean, the singing's real lame, soft, but you know. The bluegrass station. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Even on the first thing of Hanukkah, I just got socks. It's $20 a pound of Nova Scotia locks. And flip through the book of design and gnosis. Pop the box on my new Air Moses. On the court, they cannot stop us. But we don't play on shit.
Chavez. I said, excuse me, I do the Maccabee out of my face. I said, oh, you can't touch me.
Hanukkah homeboy. Yeah, you know. Totally respectful to the art form, the religion in question, like, you know, just really across the board, respect is the word I would use to describe this track. I feel like if you had this on CD and like read the liner notes closely enough, eventually you just, you know, like you get to some shell corporation that just traces back to like the Klan, you know? Like this was actually made by the KKK. What this state, if this is really the bluegrass station, and after this, they're just gonna come back on. All right, now time to get back to some of that good old fashioned bluegrass. Just like, or if they've taken this over for, as like a Hanukkah station or something, and it still just says bluegrass. Which one I would think the bluegrass people would be pretty pissed off turning on the bluegrass station. They're like, oh, what? Wait, what?
Hanukkah Teachings with Rabbi Wexler.
Happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah means dedication, and it is the dedication of the temple. And temple in Hebrew also is a bayit. And I want to therefore say that this is a time to rededicate ourselves to a bayit, which means home. It's a good time to think about home once again. Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah Teachings with Rabbi Wexler, Sundays on Sirius XM Stars.
I have no idea what I'm listening to.
Years ago in our ancient land, there did come a king. Out of the land of Syria, great armies he did bring. He brought with him his pagan gods. You choose, must believe. If not, I'll tear your temple down.
What?
Oh, the people, they did grieve. His name is Judah.
Okay.
John and Ernie, the Benton and Company, swing down chariot.
Sweet love.
We listen to this fucking jazz on the watercolor, on watercolors. This sounds like a syndicated current issues style talk show bumping out to commercial. All right, we're going to be right back after the break. We're going to talk more about the traffic situation here in town. It's just really getting out of hand. We'll be back 15 minutes past the hour. And be back after the break with more of your calls. Open Topic Thursday. I'm Brian Culbertson here. Always remember. Back out of the break with that and more of your recipes. Fascinating and frightening to me is there's like people out there that would like put this on and be like legitimately like, yeah, fucking yeah, all right, like would be like way into this. I think this style of music has been commodified. Yeah, so the result is just like fucking bad talk shows going out to commercial. Except now even most fucking late night show, talk show bands have, like, hipped it up a bit. So it seems like something that this old white dude in this BMW in front of me would be way into. Like, yeah, this is really... really stokes the fires, you know, it's really gets me going. Yeah, all right, yeah. I was in a band once, you know, I was just, I played drums. Chemo on the trumpet, and, you know, it's just, Tyler played bass. It's real funky. I used to feel that way about, like, almost all instrumental music. Kind of before electronic music kind of became what it became. I remember it was like a longtime customer at my parents' tire shop, gave them a CD, and it was out on Windham Hill, and he'd put out an album, and it was like, you know, it was like his fucking smooth jazz. Like, it was just, yeah, it was just his fucking, like, you know, check out my ponytail music. I remember listening to it, and this was like early 90s, so it was the appropriate time frame for me to be making this statement. The one thing I came away with was like, it sounds like video game music, and I meant that in like the, it sounds like a fucking Sega CD character select screen. It sounded like, well, we've got all this room for Redbook audio, real CD audio, but it costs money to get actual like artists and stuff like that, licenses, real, you know, so we went out and found some session musicians, and they just kind of played something kind of jazzy, and now Sonic the Hedgehog is going to run to the right. He did not take the feedback particularly well. It just sounds like, you know, it's like even this, it sounds like something that might have fallen out of Spencer Nielsen at some point, in between doing like the Echo the Dolphin CD soundtrack and, you know, the stuff for Sonic CD. And sounds like something that Bob Barker would tell you about, like it would like point at Barker's beauties, and then they would run down a showcase showdown for you. This showcase showdown shows you products you might encounter on a trip to Tahiti. It's two bottles of Coppertone. If I was making an indie game, if I said like I'm gonna make like a new old game, like a retro style game, I would absolutely put announcers in the menu. I would have everything be like, select your car, select your track, select your character. Like that would be fucking key. All right, time to, you know, it'd be like that. That style of announcer would, whatever type of game it was, time to solve Sudoku puzzles, you know, like whatever the fuck it was. Main menu. There's even things that don't need to be there. That kind of like Street Fighter 3 style thing, even, of like, you know, it's got those kind of menu selections as you play through the single player, punctuated by voice. That's the vibe I want to catch in a game. That's the... Was it like Sega snowboarding game for the Saturn that had the super pipe in it? It was all, this is no ordinary pipe. This is a super pipe. Like just inappropriately putting it ready, go! You know, just in games that don't need that sort of thing. That's my pick to click the next fucking retro trend. Fucking everyone go download Game Maker. Let's fucking make it happen. Time to do this one time for the tunnel. I think if I was doing a fighting game announcer, if I was, you know, writing a fighting game, I would want the game to be something where the announcer could just basically be like, it's nihilistic, maybe not the right word. We're all gonna die someday, might as well fight it out now. You know, just like that. The world is doomed, let's rock! Murder all that oppose you. Let's fight. Stuff like that. Has Snoop Dogg ever dressed up like Santa Claus, but in blue clothes instead of red? These are the questions I would ask Siri. Like a Santa Crip kind of thing. That seems like something that would have happened by now.
Country Christmas, and yesterday I caught a list of some of the most viewed music videos according to YouTube. While it wasn't this song from Taylor Swift, her song Bad Blood had over 634 million views on YouTube. That's pretty amazing. She came in as the number 5 video.
Referring to the cocaine drug. What? No blank space.
Thank you.
I felt like I kept waiting for that track to kick in and go.
And as we enter the top 20 here on today's Songs of the Year edition of Gorilla vs. Bear Blog Radio, at number 20, that was Sophie with Just Like We Never Said Goodbye. And you can find that track on his singles collection that just came out last month. It's called Product. And you're listening to Gorilla vs. Bear Blog Radio. We're counting them down, the best songs of 2015. We only have time here today for the top 30 or so, but we go much deeper than that over on the blog. So hit up gorillaversusbear.net to check out the full list and follow along. Up next, at number 19, we're going to hear from Daniel Lopatin. We know him as 10 Tricks Point Never. We've got a track from his album Garden of Delete. We'll also hear from the band Bully and one from Kendrick Lamar, another track from his brilliant album. First, though, this one's called No Good. It's 10 Tricks Point Never, number 19 on Blog Radio. 10
Tricks Point Never is a fucking terrific fucking dumb name. Zero Energy Blog Man should not have a radio show. Bumper sticker on this taxi says, "Don't get hammered, take a taxi cab." I thought the fucking point was, get hammered and then take a taxi cab. If this cab driver sees you getting in an Uber, is he going to jump out of his cab with a hammer and fuck you up? I was kind of expecting that 10 Tricks Point Never track to go somewhere else, too. I mean, not every song has to fucking have massive drops in it, but I like drums. Thank you.
you free. And it's all serious XM.
Just as good as the original song. It's the first one of those that I felt that way about.
Yeah, Grandma Lil was a big fan of the whole Bay Area, my Grandma Lil.
And she loved Bay Area.
That was for my brother Matt listening. That was for him. Happy Hanukkah, okay. Matt.
Happy Hanukkah, Matt.
All right, so I think we're going to play a little more music, and then we're going to get back into our game show,
yeah.
Jew or Not a Jew. So everybody get ready. This year's prize pack, like I said, is the Danny Brown Brewster Brigade prize pack. Brought to you by the good folks at the Bruce Brigade and Goliath Artists. And listen, it's a tough challenge. We'll explain the rules when we come back. This is Shade 45. I am Paul Rosenberg with Michael Rappaport in New York and L.A. On Hanukkah, we've got...
Launch me!
Throw grindstains.
Grab a shimmick.
Let's get into it.
Hanukkah Radio! 88 Shade 45, hello!
Gorilla Juice!
But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree.
All right. I'm here at the office. I'm going to go do that stuff. I'll see you later. Everybody have a grand Thursday. Thursday? Yeah, Thursday. Today's Thursday.